Hi, this is Deputy Corporation Counsel Revin Marcos, R-E-V-I-N-M-A-R-K-O-S, date of birth is 7/6/1984, date of accident 7/16/2019, date of service is 2/9/2022. Mr. Revin Marcos is coming here for a follow-up visit. The reports of suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, mostly on the right side, as well as the right shoulder, right wrist, and the right knee, right hip. All of these pains are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he has been a victim of an automobile accident where he was riding a motorbike, which had a head-on collision with the oncoming traffic. He hit his head on the ground, as well as his shoulder and hip, and since then he has been in PTSD, anxiety, depression, seizure pain, and he's been in panic. He's suffered quite a bit, and ongoing headaches, dizziness, and he has lost his interest in social activities. He's applying for disability at this time. The pains all over have been devastating for him. He's unable to walk without a cane, and he walks a very imbalanced and a very intelligent gait, in a severe type of a gait. The ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports 10% improvement only in the pain. And his ADLs are affected in general activity, mood, walking ability, work relationship with people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. In the system review, patient suffered from severe headaches. However, there is no dizziness. Or patient suffers from severe headaches, but there is no visual disturbance, there is no vertigo, and the patient complains of weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor grades at work and performance, severe anxiety, depression, panic, PTSD, nightmares, severe loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a generalized pain on the right side, starting from neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder, right hip, right wrist, right knee, right ankle and foot, and right elbow, with a severe difficulty in walking. In the GI, patient suffers from nausea, but there is no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence with bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma trouble. There is no asthma, but there is problem in breathing, chest pain, coughing, and shortness of breath. The patient that is same is remain the same, and is actually worse. And he is on Suboxone. He has had six epidural injections in the lower back and in the neck from Dr. Lou Sweden, who is a spine surgeon. So far, I have not heard about any surgical aspect. He is also being evaluated for surgery for right wrist by Dr. Sam Hockey and Dr. Gilliard for his shoulder. There are no changes in medical history, surgical history, and no hospitalization weight loss are reported. Well, he does report a few pounds of weight loss, and he reports trauma in the sense that he fell down. Current pain medication is Suboxone. Substance abuse, patient reports using marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 132 over 86, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 99, and temperature 98.5. The rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 12/20/2022. The patient number is 12-1220-066. And the diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, wrist and hand, hips and elbow on the right side, right knee and right shoulder, and continue with traction massage or therapy. He remains disabled. All sorts of placement transportation has been ordered. Meds were reviewed. I have not provided any medication other than maintenance medication. He was asking for Xanax, which I have not provided. I referred him to a psychiatrist for that job. for anxiety and PTSD treatment. Other than that, the gentleman is suffering. I advise him to apply for disability, and otherwise he's stable. Currently, he's on naproxen, Alavil, Nurontin, Lidocaine, and Maxalt for his headache medication, and no pain medications are being provided, and no other additional treatment plan. He's already continuing with the experts. He has been sent to neurologist, neuropsych therapy he's obtaining, psychiatrist he's seeing, Dr. Parks. He's also seeing neuropsych therapist, as well as he's seeing Dr. Luke Redden, who's a spine Michigan specialist for spine, as well as he's seeing Dr. Sam Hockey, who is another orthopedic surgeon. I have tried everything to put him on the right track, and hopefully he will recover some. I was expecting that he will have some spine surgery, but it has not been done yet. I was expecting he will have a surgery to his right wrist, which has a non-healing fracture of the scaphoid. That has not been done yet. So we are waiting. Thank you.